You're terrified, absolutely terrified. Your heart is racing. You're breathing rapidly, breathing shallow, almost hyperventilating. Your mouth is dry, hands wringing wet, stomach churning, knees trembling, toes tingling, scrunched to the point where they hurt. You zoned out, haven't heard a word anyone else around you has said. You feel you are floating, almost in a parallel universe. At this moment, hearing an explanation about fight or flight mechanisms, adrenaline, or your amygdala, is the last thing on earth that you want to hear. In this moment, here is the last place on earth that you want to be. In this moment, if an escape hatch revealed itself, appeared in a far-flung corner of the last place on earth, offering only a one-way trip to a distant universe, you'd seek it out, open it, and then jump through. Why? You are about to speak, that's why. Not just speak, but speak in public. Public speaking. Not sitting comfortably, talking around a table, standing up and speaking in public. Recognize these feelings? Are you there now, in overwhelming fear, desperately trying to repair a report for tomorrow, or for an internal meeting in a few hours? Yet the screen is swimming in front of your eyes. Your fingers feel like sausages, too fat for the keyboard. You feel you should have moved on from this, moved on in life, moved on from these primeval feelings of distress, moved on from the sleepless nights. However, you have a presentation to prepare for that you are putting off until the last minute. Anything rather than reawaken that sense of foreboding that runs in parallel with waking up your presentation software program. Everyone else considers you to be an experienced speaker, which is why you've been asked or requested or told to take that meeting, take that seminar, take to the stage to deliver a keynote and an event in the calendar, in the diary, on the horizon. If the truth be known, the horizon is where you would now prefer to be. You'd prefer to disappear over it, rather than feeling your confidence draining out of you as you make your way to the event. So do something about it. Something practical. Not theory, not explanations. Okay, a few. But something that you can read, learn, mark, and not only inwardly digest, but put into practice immediately. Practical techniques that you can use in the office meeting in the morning, at the event in the afternoon. Practical techniques drawn from many years of presenting, standing on stage as a compere or MC, delivering workshops, even radio broadcasting. Practical advice that, yes, with practice, builds your confidence to stand up and speak in public. I make you a promise as you read this book. The promise is that I will be your embarrassment sponge throughout. If there is a tumbleweed moment, a cringing, I wish the floor would open up and swallow me moment, I've probably been there and bought the t-shirt. I will describe in as much excruciating detail as I can how nerves, fear, and adrenaline affect you when speaking in public, so that you can feel that embarrassment by association rather than experiencing it yourself, yet still learn from it whilst building your confidence. It's all about confidence.